WJTL from the Prayers of a Ragamuffin album. That's the Ragamuffin Man, Make Me an Instrument. Michael W. Smith, Place in This World. Good morning, 7:06. Liam and Fred with you. We're loving these songs from Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, if you didn't get the memo already, it's Throwback Thursday. We are having such a blast today, just going back in time, revisiting the history, revisiting the best songs from the 80s and 90s, and we hope you're enjoying those familiar favorites as well. Thanks for tuning in all day of music and celebration right here on WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest from Fellowship of Christian Athletes is the area director for Lancaster County, Tim Van Dalen. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. Thank you for coming.
That's my pleasure. Glad to be here with you.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I'd love to say hi to my family and all of all our FCA staff and students and volunteers out there around Lancaster County.
And you have three kids who love sports and are playing sports?
They do. They're all three playing a different sport right now, so we are running like crazy.
You take this one here, I'll go there.
Exactly.
I remember those days. Now, you played soccer growing up.
I did, yep.
Yeah, you love playing soccer.
Yep.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about Fellowship of Christian Athletes and what you're doing in our area.
Yeah, well, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is a sports ministry organization. It started in 1954, so we're celebrating 70 years this year.
Amazing.
It was started by a coach who was looking around the landscape of sports and saying, why are we allowing coaches and athletes to use their influence to sell things like soap and shaving cream and those kinds of things and not using that same influence to share the gospel. And so that's where FCA was born out of. And so we're a discipleship ministry. And so we love to use the vehicle of sports to enter in, to spread the gospel and to make disciples.
That's cool. So you guys have your office at Spooky Nook.
Yep.
But you're out in the area doing camps for kids and working with kids. Tell us about some of the things you're doing out there.
Yeah, during the school year, our biggest part of our ministry here in Lancaster County, and it may look a little different wherever you go kind of around the country or around the world, but for us, God's really opened the doors in the public school systems. We have staff that work in 13 of the 16 public schools.
Oh, wow.
Here in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
And so the huddles, we call them huddles, or the clubs that the kids run, they're student-led and student-initiated, which allows them to take place in the high schools. And so our staff support them and the leadership there and develop and disciple them through that. So
yeah, and then how about some of your camps? What do you do with that?
Yeah, this summer we run camps locally here in Lancaster. We run three, we call them power camps. They're for kids 8 to 12. And then regionally in this area, we run a what's called the PA Sports Camp up at Kutztown University for middle and high school students. We have a wrestling camp that used to be in Lancaster, now it's moved to Virginia. And a really large lacrosse camp as well here in Lancaster County.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing in the community, can they visit you online?
Yeah. Best place to find us is lancasterfca.org. It's got all the information about the ministry that we do and the camps and everything. So,
and I'm imagining you would love to have volunteers as well. Do you need volunteers to help?
We are a volunteer-dependent ministry, and we're always looking for people that want to use the vehicle of sports to reach others with the gospel. So absolutely.
Can they sign up online?
Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of us. They can reach out. There's a contact form or my contact information's on there as well.
Awesome. Check it out. LancasterFCA.org is the place. And we'll talk more with Tim coming up to find out more about what God is doing through their ministry on the way. Our Throwback Thursday continues too. Russ Taff and Servant standing by.